Thanks, Dave and Bo. Plenty of storylines ahead of Monday Night Showdown with the Carolina Panthers, and we'll start with the quarterback position, where Mark Sanchez, who is set to make his first start since the 2012 season, is ready to seize the opportunity ahead.
You know, it's a familiar feeling. I'm thankful for that I've had experience before. You know, nothing really changes, to be honest, with my preparation. I'm going to get a couple more reps, obviously, during the week. But, you know, my focus hasn't changed, and Coach Kelly does a great job of just reminding us that it's kind of wacky this week because we got a Monday night game, but today is a Tuesday for us. Tuesday schedule, and try to make it the best Tuesday possible, and I think we did.
At the same time, I don't think it matters who's out there. Mark's going to be able to make them look good. Like I said, he's a franchise quarterback. We're just fortunate to have two of them on our team.
Mark is a veteran player. He's played a lot of football. He understands how to prepare. And he went in the game in a backup role and performed very well for us. So, you know, we are looking forward to seeing what he can do with a full week of preparation.
Sanchez will have some help from a protection standpoint as the Eagles activated guard Evan Mathis off the injured reserve designated for return list on Wednesday. But to make room for him on the active roster, they placed injured guard Todd Harriman's on injured reserve, ending his 2014 season. Second-year guard Matt Tobin is set to make the transition from left guard to right guard in Harriman's absence.
I mean, it's not just the offensive line. It's really just been the way the season has gone. Unfortunately, we've had a lot of injuries. But the good thing about it is, you know, when you have injuries, either one or two things happen. Either the guy comes in, doesn't get the job done, and you tend to lose games, or the guys that come in are ready to go. And I think that that's the way we've been. I think that the guys have come in and gotten the job done and have helped the team win.
Matt's done a good job. He actually played pretty well the other night, and he's getting better and better. He's a young player, so I think every opportunity he has to go out there on the field and train and play, we see improvement each time.
On defense, it will take a village, so to speak, to replace the Eagles' Mufasa linebacker D'Amico Ryans, who is sidelined for the remainder of the season with an Achilles injury.
You don't replace the leadership. You just don't. I mean, leadership is something that is earned over time. D'Amico has got a lot of pelts on the wall, and he's earned it from you saw the reaction from the Houston Texans. He's just that kind of guy.
You know, I was getting comfortable with and very pleased with my special teams role, you know, but at the same time, now I'm called to a different phase of the game. That's to help the defense out. And so things change. Obviously, I have to be more in tune to the details on defense. But really, I think Mike was back for this last game, and that's when I went back to my special teams role. Prior to that, the previous six games, I was focused on defense and then special teams as well.
That'll do it for today's 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Let's send it back inside the studio for more with Dave and Bo.